Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Rob Liefeld's royalties reneged through renaming. Greg Pak gets lawful. Ed Pisker accused of misconduct. This is Comic Book Club News for March 26, 2024. Here's a weird, twisting story from comic books past. Marvel editor Bill Gemis renamed several X-Men titles in 2004 so as not to pay Rob Liefeld royalties. The news cropped up via Tom Brevoort's newsletter, where he was explaining the genesis of the title Cable and Deadpool. Said Brevoort, quote, "In the year or two prior to this, in a misguided and unsuccessful attempt to avoid paying creator incentives to Rob Liefeld, with whom he'd had some bitter encounter, Bill Gemis had decided to relaunch and rebrand the three ongoing series that Rob had creator participation in: Cable, X-Force, and Deadpool. So Cable became Soldier X, X-Force became Ecstatics, and Deadpool became Agent X. And all three of them suffered falling sales and were ultimately discontinued." Reporter Brian Cronin had previously debunked this rumor in his CBR column, meaning it's possible, though not likely, that Brevoort is misremembering a piece of comic book lore. However, when reached for comment about this by Bleeding Cool, Liefeld noted that he had, quote, "denied it at the time because it seemed inconceivable given the low sales that those titles were experiencing. Then, months later, I was informed of a first-hand experience of them trying to figure out a way to do it by someone who was in the very room." Conversely, Liefeld maintains that he had only pleasant interactions with Gemis. So what is the truth? The world may never know. Writer Greg Pak is good at his job, but he's about to get lawful for Boom Studios. That's the title of his new book, Lawful, which is a reference to lawful good and not awful, so I don't know what I was trying to accomplish there. The book takes place in a magical walled city and follows two kids who keep pushing the line between doing the right thing and the lawful thing, potentially transforming into monsters as they do. Said Pak via press release, quote, "Lawful may be simultaneously one of the most personal and fantastical stories I've ever written, and I'm so grateful to be working with this brilliant team to bring it to life. If you're a fan of gorgeous, lush, organic art that takes you somewhere you've never been, and tales of young heroes struggling to do the right thing in a world of impossible mandates, this book is for you." The new book features art by Diego Galindo and hits stores on June 12. Our final story of the day is a serious one, and we'll add a trigger warning here for discussions of misconduct and abuse. Cartoonist Ed Pisker, best known for books like Hip Hop Family Tree and X-Men Grand Design, has been accused of sexual misconduct by multiple women, at least one of whom publicly provided the screenshots to prove it. While we won't include specific text here on the podcast, there is a full rundown with screenshots of the associated social media posts on The Beat. The gist is that Pisker has been accused of grooming and propositioning women, including underage women, since at least 2020. Those include prospective artists that he's promised favors to in exchange for sexual acts. Since the first accusations, involving screenshots of DM chains with the creator, came out on Instagram this past weekend, other women have posted about Pisker as well, alleging that he offered his agent's number in exchange for sexual acts, as well as offering to draw another woman in the nude, unprompted. As reported by The Beat, Pisker deleted his ex, formerly Twitter, account since the accusations came out, and the YouTube channel he shared with artist Jim Rugg was briefly taken offline before coming back with the comments turned off. Additionally, what is suspected to be a burner account for Pisker has been defending him on X. Obviously, this is a story with a great deal of sensitivity, and there is more to come on this as it continues to develop. But we here on the podcast would be remiss not to report on it. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zeldin. No pithy jokes at the end here. Just be kind to each other, folks, and treat each other responsibly. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.